Canvas Dropper is an image sharing website, but one with quite a few different twists. As the name suggests, it provides you with a canvas onto which you drop images. So you can rearrange images, move them around. You can also put videos on. But the first thing you need to do in order to use it is to create yourself an account. Once you've done that and you choose to create a new canvas, you'll be asked to give it a name and then to give it a password. That's quite important for later on, because one of the main features with Canvas Dropper is that you can work together with other people simultaneously on a particular canvas. So, with your blank canvas, the first thing to do before you can do much with it is to get some images on. So you choose the Get Pictures and Videos from Other Sites button, and then you offered the option to search for images on Flickr, on Google, to search for videos on YouTube. If you have a Facebook or a Picasa account, you can pull images in from there. Or if you've got the specific URL, a specific web address of some images, you can bring them in from there. Once you start to get images onto the page, you can then change them in the usual kinds of ways. You can resize them. You can also change some of the features of the image, like the hue and the saturation, transparency and things like that. You can add text to annotate the image. And then once you get the images onto the canvas, you can also just add raw text boxes. So we can start to think of perhaps using a canvas as a way of maybe describing what we saw on a field trip when we were out with a history department visiting a particular Roman site, or maybe with a geography department. In addition to changing the images or the videos that we pull onto the site, we can also edit it. We can change the permissions that are on the canvas, and in other words, we can change who can see what's going on. So we can make it a publicly viewable canvas, or we can just keep it private, or just invite certain people. With inviting a certain people, you can invite other people to collaborate. So perhaps you might have a group of students that are working on this canvas away from school, at home. They can share it and work together on it by sending each other email invitations. Once you've completed your canvas, the way that you share it is, it does offer you the ability to do it through Twitter or Facebook, but it also offers an embed code, so that's a useful way of doing it. So that's Canvas Dropper.